The escalating crisis in Iraq was discussed at length by foreign ministers from the 28 EU member states. The ministers estimate that thousands of EU citizens have been manipulated by the ISIL terrorist group into joining its ranks. ISIL is misinterpreting the peaceful Islam religion and promoting an extremist ideology online. Citizens are travelling from the EU to Iraq to join the terror group in its efforts to take over the country. EU foreign ministers say the bloc will not get involved militarily.
Well, I think there's only so much you can do. You can put political pressure on Maliki and tell him that if he doesn't start an inclusive process, it's going to be impossible for us to support him. But it is very clear, we've made that clear from the outset, that there's no military solution to this problem coming from the outside.
There are growing concerns that ISIL might be preparing to carry out terrorist attacks within the European Union. EU foreign ministers say it is important that Iran's regional expertise is utilised in order to defeat ISIL.
So everyone who's interested in the stability of Iraq needs to work with all of the relevant regional bodies, and Iran is clearly one of them.
The Iraq crisis will be back on the agenda here again on Friday during a meeting of EU prime ministers and heads of states. Intelligence and security experts will brief them on the potential capabilities of ISIL to launch a terrorist attack within the European Union. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.